Hi, welcome to the usability testing wait, I'll start once again. Hi, welcome to the usability testing session for UNC Charlotte and Admission and Financial Aid website. This session will last approximately for 5 to 10 minutes. Here I'll ask you, I'll give you a few tasks which you'll have to perform based on the wireframe design which is provided. Please think aloud and go through the website and complete the task naturally so that we can understand your thought process. Also, note that there's no right or wrong in this testing, so please use the website the way you normally navigate when browsing through the internet. So before starting, can I have your consent to record the audio?
Yes, I'm Ritesh. You have my consent to record the video.
All right, great. So the first task which I'm going to give you is imagine you're applying to UNCC. You are applying to the you are going to the admission form and then applying to UNCC. Where will you go? What will you exactly do once you land into the website? Where will you click and what's your action?
So, when I first opened the website, there is an option for international students. So, as I'm an international student, I'll directly go to the international student link and click on it.
Okay, so and then you expect to find a button to apply for the
Yes, after that, I'll be. It depends on the question. If there are any requirements that international students need to fill, I'll fill that and then apply. Click on the apply button.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. Okay, so during this process, you even want to let's imagine that you even want to see the deadline of your application. What you're going to do then?
Here on the website, there's a link of important dates. I'll click on that and check whether I am applying before the deadline or any other conditions that I need to meet.
Got it. That makes sense. So this was the first task. Now going to the second task. Now let's get back to the application form. Imagine you're done with it and you want to fill the financial aid form as well. What will you do to navigate to the financial aid section?
On the homepage of the website, there's also a financial aid link in the navigation bar. I'll click on it and see whether I'm eligible for the financial aid or not.
Okay, got it. So imagine this is the financial aid web page of UNC Charlotte, and you landed here. Let's say you're about to fill the form, but you don't know what to do, how to exactly fill the form. What would you do in the beginning?
So, when I open the financial aid form, there are three options: template for international student application, for stage student, and video on how to fill the financial form. First, I think it's better to watch the video and then apply for the international student application.
Okay, all right. So let's say you're filling the form and one of the fields is quite confusing. You're not sure what to exactly fill. What would you do in such cases?
There's an information button beside the field that are visible to us. When I click on that, there is an option. It gives us what we need to enter. For example, here the type of student. The information button says, mention your student status such as current student, incoming student, or any other field. So, depending upon that, it's pretty easy to identify what type of student I am.
Okay, makes sense. So let's say no matter what, you're not able to figure out what you want to fill in the form and you're not able to proceed because of that. What would you do in that case?
There are also different types of questions displayed to us. Like if a student is confused, he asks three questions. Such questions are posted upon the website, and depending upon that, if we find a similar question, we can look for it and see the solution for it. Other than that, there's also an option of posting a question. If we don't find the question that we are looking for, then we can post our own question and hopefully someone on the website would respond to it.
Okay, all right. So let's say here, according to the design, there are like three different solutions that I have designed. One is like asking questions in the community and checking frequently asked questions. The other is like having a live chat option where you can click and talk to someone through the chat bar. And the third option is like attending webinars before the application starts, process starts, so that you can clarify doubts and get to know how to fill them. What would you exactly choose in this case? What would you prefer?
Looking upon three options displayed here, I would personally prefer the option where we can visit or register for the webinars for any questions which we have or other admission processes.
All right, that makes sense. And so that's all with the task for now. And I'll just go through a few. I'll just ask some follow-up questions, and just to see like how was your experience with this website. So yeah, basically, how was the experience using this website by trying to locate the application, navigating through different stuff compared to how the USC website is currently.
So as compared to the college official website, this website that you designed is pretty easy to navigate. We can like easily find the links that we're looking for.
Okay, so was it confusing to figure out what to do and what not, and what to do when you're unsure about some task, like when you're filling application or request task somewhere? Was it easy to like figure out what you want to do?
Yes, it was extremely convenient because of the design of the website. I could easily identify the links that I want to navigate, or if I have any question, I can see the question page, the financial aid support forum. On that, I can identify my problems and hopefully get a solution for it.
All right, that's great. So that's about it for the interview. Thank you for your valuable time and opinion.
You're welcome.